Ladies and gentlemen of the media, you will recall that in March this year, the Economic and Organized Crime Office arrested Chairman Wuntumi on reasonable suspicion of the commission of a crime. Chairman Wuntumi is the sole shareholder, director, and chief executive officer of Wuntumi Farms Limited. The arrest was pursuant to credible intelligence gathered by the EOCO that the company and its directors and CEO were involved in a fraudulent transaction in connection with a purported loan facility granted by the Ghana Exim Bank under the Mining Alternative Livelihoods program of the bank. The program was designed by Exim Bank to provide alternative sources of livelihood for the youth in areas of the country affected by the phenomenon of illegal mining or galamsey. In doing so, the Exim Bank intended that the loans under the program would go to companies committed to ensuring the realization of the objectives of the initiative, especially in relation to job creation for young persons in mining communities. In December 2017, Wuntumi Farms Limited submitted its application for a loan of 18 million Ghana cedis, purportedly to cultivate maize on a 100,000-acre farmland and to employ the youth on the farm. At the time that the application was submitted by Wuntumi Farms Limited, together with a purported board resolution, the company was not yet registered. In other words, it was not in existence. In short, the company did not exist at the time of the loan application by its sole shareholder and director. Investigations established that Wuntumi Farms Limited was incorporated on December 14, 2017 and issued with a certificate to commence business on the same day. The principal business activities of the company, as stated in its corporate registration documents, are general farming, agribusiness, and agro-processing. The directors of the company are Bernard Ntchubusuako and Thomas Ntchubusuako, with Chairman Wuntumi being the sole shareholder of the company and also listed as its company secretary. Thomas Ntchubusuako is believed to be the brother of Bernard Ntchubusuako, domiciled in the United States of America. Prior to the registration of the company, that is Wuntumi Farms Limited, Chairman Wuntumi wrote to Exim Bank that the board of directors of Wuntumi Farms Limited had met on December 9, 2017 and had resolved to seek a loan facility of 19 million from the bank to support its farm project at Asare-Nkonta in the Ashanti region under the Mining Alternative Livelihoods Initiative. The application letter stated, among others, that the credit facility was meant for a farming venture and that the company had secured 100,000 acres of land for that purpose. On January 16, 2018, based upon the application submitted by Chairman Wuntumi, the chief promoter of Wuntumi Farms, Exim Bank approved a medium-term loan facility of 18,734,260 Ghana cedis, which included a grant component of 6,768,260 Ghana cedis. This offer was accepted via a letter dated January 23, 2018, and Chairman Wuntumi, acting as the Chief Executive Officer of Wuntumi Farms Limited, and Thomas Ntchubusuako as Director of Wuntumi Farms Limited. The offer letter indicated that the approval of the medium-term loan facility was subject to the bank's terms and conditions. The loan offer letter further stated that the loan was secured with 10,000 acres of farmland of Wuntumi Farms at Asare-Nkonta. The breakdown of the approved 18.7 million loan as per the offer letter was as follows. A, purchase of agricultural plant and machinery, working capital, and then grant staff costs and consultancy fees. As part of the pre-disbursement conditions of the loan, Wuntumi Farms Limited was to do the following, among others. Execute an equitable mortgage over the land earmarked for the project. Submit a valuation report on the land to be used as collateral. Execute a lease agreement over the equipment. Provide a letter of undertaking from off-takers to make payments in the joint names of Ghana Exim Bank and Wuntumi Farms Limited. And then finally, submit copies of the contract with the National Buffer Stock Company, under which Wuntumi Farms was to supply the food items to Buffer Stock. IESO Agribusiness Consult, a company specialized in investment advisory services, consultancy and training and development, was contracted by Exim Bank and assigned to Wuntumi Farms Limited as a consultant to the project. The key function of IESO Agribusiness Consult was to provide technical assistance to Wontumi Farms Limited. On February 14, 2018, EBAN Capital Limited, a company that specializes in financial technology services, cash management services, distribution of custom banking and payment software packages, was also contracted by Exim Bank and assigned to Wontumi Farms to provide a platform that will facilitate staff salary payments, customization, integration, POS, terminals, and biometric cards for the farm hands that were to be employed by Wontumi Farms Limited. Wontumi Farms Limited was to provide IBAN Capital Limited with a database of all workers, from which IBAN Capital Limited was to integrate the workers on a payment platform. IBAN Capital Limited would then receive funds directly from Exim Bank for onward disbursement to workers, to the workers' wallets, as salaries and allowances. Ladies and gentlemen, Wontumi Farms Limited failed to provide a database of farmers, of farmhands to IBAN Capital, as there were no farmers working on the land, no farmhands working on the land. According to witnesses, Chairman Wontumi, as CEO of Wontumi Farms Limited, insisted and put pressure on IBAN Capital and Exim Bank to transfer the 400,000 men for the workers to Wontumi Farms Limited on the basis that the youth who were involved in Galamsey were not used to complex electronic payment systems and wanted to be paid in cash. In order to execute the project, Wontumi Farms Limited had submitted a pro forma invoice to Exim Bank for the purchase of farm equipment, including tractors, combined harvesters, corn seeder machines, and Wellington boots. The invoice was submitted on December 15, 2017 as part of the loan application process. Subsequently, Exim Bank demanded proof that the equipment has been purchased. On March 18, 2018, Chairman Wontumi submitted a receipt from a company known as Kasama Enterprise for the purchase of the equipment in the sum of 4 million Ghana cedis. However, and this is where it gets interesting, the equipment purchase, as shown on the receipt, included bulldozers and excavators. Our investigations established that Chairman Wontumi had approached Kasama Enterprise, an industrial equipment dealer, and obtained an invoice with a promise to return to purchase the said equipment. He never went back to purchase the equipment. Instead, and this is where the criminal enterprise began, he forged the invoice he obtained from Kasama Enterprise by removing the word invoice and replacing it with receipt. This forged receipt was then submitted to Exim Bank as proof that he had purchased the equipment after the disbursement of the loan facility. The owner of Kasama Enterprise confirmed to investigators of the Economic and Organized Crime Office that the only document he issued to Wontumi Farms Limited through Chairman Wontumi was a pro forma invoice and not a receipt. He stated that after he issued the invoice, he never heard from Chairman Wontumi again despite repeated follow-up calls. The forged receipt submitted to Exim Bank suggested that Kasama Enterprise acknowledged receipt of the sum of 4 million Ghana cedis for the purchase of earth-moving machines and farming equipment. The so-called receipt had on it, and ladies and gentlemen of the press, this is what gave him away, 50 days to supply and 1 year guarantee and service. Now, I hope you understand what this means, that when you receive a pro forma invoice, okay, pro forma means that you've taken it with the intention of purchasing. And so they will give you a timeline, okay, within which the supplier will supply you the equipment. And then also, if there are any services or guarantee terms, they will be indicated on the pro forma invoice. But Chairman Wontumi, as I said, took out invoice and replaced it with receipt to deceive Exim Bank that he had actually purchased the equipment. Investigations established that Chairman Wontumi did not purchase any equipment and as such could not register any equipment in the joint names of Exim Bank and Wontumi Farms Limited as per the loan conditions, even though funds were disbursed to him to that effect, that all the equipment he claimed he purchased could not be traced. Investigations established that though Chairman Wontumi submitted the forged receipt to Exim Bank, he stated during interrogation that he purchased second-hand brand new, whatever that means, second-hand brand new equipment, and that the receipts of all the purchases, including the documents on the equipment, were all sent to Exim Bank. However, Exim Bank has confirmed that neither Chairman Wuntumi nor Wuntumi Farms Limited submitted any documents covering the purchase of the required equipment except the forged receipts. In fact, when our investigators went to the ground, they realized that there were some obsolete, decrepit machines on the site. Tractors dating back that were manufactured in the 1970s, you know, and that were not functioning, were the ones that had been placed on the farm. So this was definitely a grand scheme designed to defraud Exim Bank. It is clear from our investigation that Chairman Wuntumi and his company, Wuntumi Farms Limited, made fraudulent misrepresentations to Exim Bank with a view to obtaining the loan facility, and in fact did obtain the loan facility. The equipment they represented were to be purchased were never procured. The farming enterprise never materialized, and so no young persons were employed in Asare Nkwanta in the Ashanti region. But more importantly, the company and its director and CEO forged a receipt in order to deceive Exim Bank that they were in compliance with the loan conditions. These are not mere breaches of a contract, but constitute acts of criminality by no means a person than the regional chairman of the then ruling party. In the circumstances and the face of the evidence we have gathered in this investigation, thoroughly conducted by the Economic and Organized Crime Office, we have made the decision to prosecute Wuntumi Farms and its directors with defrauding by false pretenses, forgery, and causing financial loss to the state in the sum of 24,255,735 Ghana cedis. This figure represents the principal sum plus the interest that has accrued so far. And ladies and gentlemen, by the time we file charges, which will be definitely after the Christmas break when we resume work, it might be that this figure would have increased because the interest on the principal keeps compounding. And so we will get the exact figure of the amount that is involved in this, you know, criminal enterprise from the Exim Bank before we file charges in court.